Margie, thank you so much for taking a few minutes just to walk me through the question that everybody's asking right now. They have kids in elementary school. What do they say to them about what happened in the news, which whether you like it or not, they're going to see? And what do you say to them about what their safety measure is?
Well, thanks for asking. It's an important thing. The first thing I'm going to say what we don't do, because it's the place we go. And it's, we don't tell them all of the news. We don't tell them everything that we're feeling about it. The first thing that we want to do is to ask, what do you know? What have you heard? And you want to ask about, where did you hear it? Who told you? All of those things seem really simple, but what they're doing is they're helping that person get into their own body, their own experience, their own knowing, and then they'll be able to start talking about how they're feeling about it, what they're wondering. Because you want to get to a question, you can't just say, oh, how do you feel about that? You know, like, it's a lot, you know? So you want to get to a place where you can get them to just sort of process and share, and then what questions do you have about it? You know, what are you wondering? And you might be surprised the stuff that they're wondering. And just say, I'm here to answer your questions. And then when they ask, is it going to happen in my town? Is it going to happen in my school? You cannot honestly say no.
Well, then you're a liar. At some point, I'll remember that. You're a liar.
Yeah, it's true. Right. And the child will hear, are you sure? And then they'll think, this is so scary. My parent can't even tell me the truth. Right. So what you can say is, nope, you can't. I can't tell you for sure that's not going to happen. And you can give them confidence that they are going to get the right idea for what to do if they're in an unsafe situation, and that they're good at listening to their gut. Like, give them confidence in themselves. Talk about when you've seen them do that before. Talk to them like, hey, do you know anybody in your class that you're worried about? Is there anybody who's not connected in your class? Do you think they might need a friend? How can you reach out to the people in our community to make it a safer community? So we can engage in making our own home and our own family and then our community connected and safe.
That's such a wonderful, wonderful answer. But I have a couple of really quick questions at the end. And thank you for taking the time to do this. Okay, do I bring it up with my child later, or do I let it go till they bring it up again?
No, you bring it up. You want to almost bring it up frequently. And if they say, I don't want to talk about that, say, I get this is really hard and we don't have to talk about it right now, but later today, we're going to circle back about that. So you want to make sure that this is something we are going to talk about, and it's hard and it's okay. We can talk about hard things. And you don't want to be doing it while you're standing at the kitchen, you know, sink and yelling it across to the table. You know, you want to be sitting next to each other, be at a place where you can be touching each other. You know, you just want to be able to be intimate in a way, and you want to let feelings come. If they start to cry, you want to give room for that. It's not like we need to fix it. There's nothing to fix here. This is just hard.
None of us can fix it at this point. Okay. My next question is that we all, you know, I know you talk a lot about circles and the family circle and the circle of the community, and that, you know, we're creating a circle for our children that will influence them forever. And that seems to be one of the themes that you guys are always talking about. Okay, what happens when somebody in my child's circle is giving the absolute opposite information to their child who is very close to my child? So let's say there's somebody next door whose dad is saying, don't you worry, I've got a big, you know, gun here and I'm going to go shoot anybody who comes anywhere near you. How do I deal with somebody else in my child's circle that is giving information that is alien to what I want them to be having? How do I deal with that?
I think it's such a good question. And we have that in our community for sure. People we dearly love that hold really different opinions about how to handle this stuff.
You don't even have to love them. They're in the circle, whether we like it or not, they're there, you know?
Right. So I think, again, go back to questions. What do you think about that? I heard that your you know, best friend said that to you. What did it make you think? Does it feel safer that way? What do you think would happen? You know, and do you want to know? And you could ask it this way. Do you want to know what I think? You know me, I'm a mom. I've got lots of opinions, you know, so you can, and then they could say, yeah, or they could say no. And then you literally shut up and you just ask them questions.
That's so helpful because it's very hard. The other thing is children mirror your actions. So when they say what their friend's dad said, if you think your face doesn't show that you're horrified by what they're saying, then namaste, you have no idea what you look like. You know? So I guess the question then is, you know, do you not hide your emotions? Do you hide them?
No, because your eyebrows go up. The whole thing goes like, wow, that's a doozy, you know.
Hello. So,
well, can I give an example?
I hope you do. Yeah.
So in my own family circle, my son is 16 and he's been very interested for a number of years in airsoft guns. And if you don't know airsoft guns, they're like little, they don't hurt that much if you're wearing like clothes. They're like, it's a game. It's like kind of a game of tag with guns, right? So he's really into that. And he's been talking about it. So then he finally got a rifle, maybe a airsoft rifle like 2 years ago. And he and his friend built forts in the backyard. They're always shooting at each other. And then he just got a pistol. And he has a job now so he can buy things. And he bought a pistol, right? That's an airsoft pistol. And so he's playing with that. And then everything happens in Uvalde. And, you know, it's just the current events and things. And he comes to me and he's like, I think I'm going to just sell all my airsoft stuff. And I was like, really? You know, because he's really, the other guy, they play it a lot, you know? I noticed he had stopped playing it since that happened. And I was like, what's, you know, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I've got a lot of hobbies. I just want to put my money into other hobbies. You know, I like drones and I like cars and I'm going to do that stuff. I was really kind of puzzled, like, what about your friend that is super into it, has multiple guns, and what are they going to, you know? And he's like, yeah, we'll play other stuff. You know, it's just not fun anymore, you know? And so
how did you stop yourself from saying, I'll pay you triple what you paid for it? Like, you know, it's hard not to be, you know, too enthusiastic about a decision he made that so mirrors who you want him to be, you know?
Right. And you get like, you wonder what's going on that they're thinking. We'd been talking about it. He reads the paper each morning that comes and sits on the dining room table. And, you know, we know what's going on. We're processing, but there's so much they're thinking about that we won't know, you know? And so just to have confidence that they are making good decisions, to let them know that you have faith in them. And when they do things that are a little worrisome, to just ask questions like, you are such an intelligent person. You're thoughtful. I'm curious about that one. What happened? You know?
So you could be so stupid. No, I don't.
Yeah. But it's like just getting, and then, you know, also just being there to help hold it, you know? And so, and he knows how I feel about those guns, you know, he wanted to take one apart and show me how it works. This was a little while ago. And I was like, I just get uncomfortable. I'm going to be in the other room. I just don't feel comfortable with guns. Like, he knows where I am, but.
That's such a great story. That's so helpful. And it has so many lessons within the story. Is one, if you had told him a year ago, you can't have that, then this is a whole nother ball game. It's a whole nother can of worms. So, well, thank you for this time, Margie. We wanted to get this out as quickly as possible because we know everybody's asking these questions. And thank you for this invaluable information. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for asking me, and I'm really grateful to be able to talk about it.